You've got to be kidding me. I got to do this BS again with another 8-year-old?
8-year-olds, dude.
No, 8-year-olds are fast. Hey,
welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to stiff you and walk out the door here.
Certainly not.
And I'm recording dongs all over the place.
You're listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening on.
To tell you all, I don't know how you got confused. I didn't kill the toad.
Sauce, how do you feel about killing obese creatures?
Don't do that.
Why not?
Because then I'd be killed.
Oh, you're not a creature.
I don't want to lie.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast.
Speaking of Together Forever, here's Matt Burke, frequent friend of the Power Trip Morning Show. Nothing stays the same. Now
it's time for change. Yes, nothing like a little change to kick off the podcast. And as has become common around here, we got lots of change. Smitty, you're once again co-hosting tonight. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing great.
And now you're actually, the change is you've got a dual title now. Not only are you still Smitty Oom, you are also now Power Trip Quotes.
And if I understand the role of Power Trip Quotes correctly, that means I am also Chris Hockey. So I am all kinds of personalities for this podcast.
That's kind of crazy. So we went from having the Bets and Quotes podcast with Bets and Quotes to having the Bets and Quotes podcast with Bets and Oom. And now it's the Bets and Quotes podcast with Bets and Quotes and Oom and Hawk.
What could possibly go wrong, right?
What could possibly go wrong? So if you're keeping score at home, yes, Dave is now, Quotes is now Dave, and Dave's just a normal dude. You can follow him at Stick Tap Guy on Twitter if you want to keep up with the artist formerly known as Power Trip Quotes, Dave, who's an awesome dude. And now Smitty is Power Trip Quotes. He's also still Smitty. See, I didn't know if you were going to gift the Smitty Oom Twitter handle to somebody else in the Rube community.
Well, yeah, I don't know exactly how it's going to work out, but I've got the Oom account that I've been managing for a while, and that's always a lot of fun. I think I'll probably just use the Quotes account, obviously to co-host the podcast and to put the quotes up when I hear clever stuff. I was also thinking about this. So Dave texted me. He texted me last Wednesday at 3:41 in the morning. So I don't even know if he hadn't gone to
Shocking.
Bed yet. Right. But he said, hey, if you want to take over, it's yours. Think about it. Let me know. And so I was thinking about the different roles involved. And, already this week, I've been really paying more attention and my radar's up listening for cool quotes. But then, of course, we'll bring the Quote of the Year tournament back. I think it was right about this time last year that the last one was.
Yep.
And I don't have enough quotes ready to go for it. But also, I'm a teacher, so I think we're going to maybe change the schedule around a little bit, and we'll do the Quote of the Year tournament sometime in the summer when I've got more time on my hands to put that together. And then we'll see what happens. But I also plan on continuing as Smitty Oom for my clever, terrible photoshopping and stuff like that.
Beautiful. All right. Well, yes, that's you'll have dual citizenship in the Power Trip community. So that's beautiful. I love it. And we've got a huge show for you tonight because we've got the quote segment, because we've got Power Trip Quotes on the show now. So we'll have the quote segment. Of course, we'll do the bets. We're going to do some live on the spot reporting. Some bets on the street tonight. I think I'm going to go out and do a couple live hits. We also had some phone calls. When not only did Dave text you at 3:41 in the morning, but you also got some phone calls talking about the opportunity to be the permanent co-host of the Bets and Quotes podcast and take over the Quotes account. So we'll play that back.
Yep.
And we're going to be
Don't forget, we've got a special guest tonight.
We're going to be joined by Mark Parrish this evening. Did you give him a McDonald's order?
Yep, sure did. I've got, he should be bringing me a sausage McGriddle, some black coffee, and some hashy bees. I'm excited for that.
All right. I just did the Zach Halverson. I just asked for the Diet Coke. So that's good. That's good enough for me for the evening. So, all right. Looking forward to that. And we may even, huge tease, Quotes Notes may just be back. All right, well, let's get rolling with the bets update.
Parker Bodge.
And they've been doing some small basketball bets here and there. But really, all the open action right now, it's all about the Super Bowl. So obviously, Super Bowl, 57 is right around the corner. The Chiefs are going to be taking on the Philadelphia Eagles for all the marbles. And there's basically three bets in play. You've got the Super Bowl bet where they each took two teams in the snake draft. You've got the Tommy three-year bet that the Chiefs would win a Super Bowl within 3 years. That's obviously still in play. And you've got Sauce taking the Chiefs +2 versus Hawk and the Eagles. So between those three bets, basically what it comes down to is if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, Corey's the big winner, Tommy's happy, and Sauce is happy because they win the smaller bets. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, Tommy's your big winner, Corey's happy, and Hockey's happy. So either way, Tommy and Corey are getting paid off on the Super Bowl. It's just a question of which one wins the big prize in the snake draft bet. And then Hawk and Sauce have their bet going. So, Smitty, we are, 10 days out at this point? What are you leaning in the Super Bowl, either straight up or with the current line of Eagles -1.5?
Well, you know, we've got our bet that we have on our little text thread where we also chose some teams and points for the Super Bowl. And I'm happy to cheer against the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And that's where my money is anyway. So I'm pulling for the Chiefs. And as much as you're in my favorite Eagles fan, Chrissy Bonus is pulling for the Eagles. I will enjoy cheering for your Kansas City squad.
I think my favorite thing is that Al stands to win more money from the Eagles winning, and he's still cheering for the Chiefs. So that tells you something about Eagles fans. So
yes, it does.
That's brilliant. And the bet that we did on the show last week, actually 2 weeks ago, it was the Bills and the Bengals over under. I was on the wrong side of that bet. It did not go over at all. The Bills got stifled by the mighty Cincinnati Bengals, and the total went way under the 49.5 that we had taken it at. So, Smitty, when we're out in Vegas, I owe you a Caniac.
I can hardly wait. I haven't been to Canes out in Vegas yet, so that'll be a fun thing for us to do.
Yes, I have yet to be at one either. So looking forward to seeing that and having a little bit of chicken while we're out there. So that's a good win on your part. Maybe I'll be able to gamble it back sometime in the interim. But as it stands right now, you are up a Caniac headed to Vegas. So I also bet Hussey Van tonight on Twitter. We bet a white Russian on, he's got Minnetonka in boys hockey. I've got the field. So I'm hoping that the Minnetonka skippers will pull a meat sauce and decide that they would rather not practice or put any effort into the state hockey tournament. I don't think that's probably the case, but yeah, I've got the field. I always like having the field. So white Russian going there. So lots of Rube bets flying around. We've got our text chain bets. There's lots of stuff. Hopefully you guys can get some heat on the Super Bowl. If you're looking to bet the coin toss, the inside track on the coin toss is go to DraftKings. Means you have to go down to Iowa, but if you're serious about betting the coin toss, DraftKings is taking no juice on it. So it's +100 either side, which is very, very rare to find. You know, usually the best you can find is maybe like a 105, -105. Sometimes you'll see a book with a -101, but DraftKings is giving you even money to do the coin toss. So, yeah, you gotta get that bet in. I actually went heads this year. When Dave was around, we always went tails, but I have a lucky coworker and I asked him, he knows nothing about gambling, but he's a lucky guy. So I asked him what to go and he chose heads. So I've got heads for the Super Bowl coin toss. Smitty, what would you go, heads or tails?
Tails never fails, my friend.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have to do a side Caniac on heads or tails on a coin toss, but we'll get that one figured out. Well, are you ready? That'll do it for the bets update. Are you ready for your premiere on the quotes of the week?
I sure am.
And now it's time for the quotes of the week.
I'd like
let Brett Favre pee on me.
Sure.
Ted Bundy's been to the Rose Bowl more recently than the Gophers.
Because it's hard to bang and play it at the same time.
Bang and lung darts, whale.
All right, for my first quote of the week, candidate in third place this week, we have from Friday's show. It was the first one where I was officially Power Trip quotes, and so I was listening, and the first hit came right away with the gentleman, John Creasel.
How did you feel? Were you like, oh my God?
I was devastated, and then I moved on.
And so did he.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, he's with
the kingdom of heaven.
He's with God. He's with
the Lord.
Yeah, he's with the Lord. So, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like he's in Davy Jones's locker with the rest of the barnacles.
Oh, brilliant.
yes. Dear sweet departed dove.
Yep. And the callback to the barnacles were, well, man, they're still talking about them today. So glad that they showed up in the quote of the week.
My teeth were in pain just listening to the whole barnacle story. So yeah, I'm glad they're all gone, and hopefully we can move on.
Well, hopefully pretty soon. but speaking of Barnacle Boy, our quote number two for this week is none other than Paul Meatsauce Lambert, referring to some of his body parts.
Are you human?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying.
You drool?
I got, when they were handing out body parts, I got the last set of teeth and the last crank. So I'm doomed. I have great calves, no hair.
Didn't know she was marrying Captain Jack Sparrow.
It's a good thing she likes seafood with all that tartar you got in your mouth.
Oh, gross, man.
And another callback.
Yes, absolutely. And I think he almost did exactly that same line the next day. The self-depreciating humor is right in Sauce's wheelhouse. So well done.
And then, he knows how to play the hits.
Yep, absolutely. And then finally, it wouldn't be a quote of the week ranking if Chris Hockey was not in first place. And that happened again this week. With this quote about, well, would he ever go skydiving?
Would you do something like that? Let's say you got diagnosed tomorrow with a terminal disease.
Okay.
Where you knew the clock was ticking.
Okay.
Would you try it then when you now know you have nothing to lose?
It'd be hard for me to find time with all the banging I'd be doing.
Oh my God.
The most honest answer of all time. Yeah.
I think Hockey would have his priorities very clear if he was diagnosed with a terminal illness.
Absolutely. That was a quote that I think I was driving to school when I heard that one. And so I made a note, got to get that one for the quote of the week.
Yeah, I heard that one and I was like, yep, I think that one's going to make the cut. I'm no quotes expert, but I had a feeling that one was going to show up later.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, for our Your Thoughts segment this week, we have a continuation from a couple previous shows. You know Sauce on the Streets, and if you listen to our last episode, it was Smitty on the Streets, but this week we've got Betts on the Streets. So we're going to go live to our correspondent. Betts is joining us from Corey's driveway, and he said something about an outhouse. Betts, are you there?
Yeah, I am, Smitty. It's as you might imagine out here, it is absolute pandemonium here in Corey's driveway. I'm second in line to use the outhouse. I'm behind a bus. The bus driver is in the outhouse right now. There is a line behind me of cars and buses that stretches as far as the eye can see. I'm guessing 25, 30 cars in line to use Corey's outhouse.
Are you sure you're not at a Raising Cane's with a line like that?
Well, no. In fact, you know, I decided to bring a plate of shrimp to eat in the outhouse. I don't actually have to go to the bathroom, but, you know, I know how much Hockey appreciates finding the shrimp tails in a port-a-john. So I thought just in case Hockey makes the drive down here from Maple Grove, you know, it'd be nice for him to find some shrimp tails in there. So, but yeah, this is unlike any line I've ever seen. I think the Canes line moves faster than this.
That is disgusting. Have you looked in the Cove household? Do you see any members of the family?
No, I mean, I decided, you know, as we're recording this, it's 8:15 in the morning. So I decided to come down here while Corey was at the station because I didn't want it to be awkward and accidentally bump into him. So, oh, hey, Randy, how's it going? But I thought if I come down here now, I won't bump into Corey. So no, I haven't seen anybody. I can only assume that Angie's home, you know, and the kids are at school. I'm guessing Angie's home, but no, I haven't seen anyone.
Do you see anyone else familiar in line behind you?
Well, I haven't met him in person. I've only seen pictures. But I swear the last car in line, the driver of that car looks exactly like Dwight Hockey. And you know, you would think the man would be excited and want to be first in line, but maybe he's happy to be last in line and wait for it to fill up. I don't know.
Does he have his GoPro with him?
Oh, absolutely. There is so much film equipment because he drove by, you know, going the other way and then circled back to get to the end of the line there. There is so much video equipment in that car. There's also a couple, he had like these really long scooping things, like, you know, like he'd use for ice fishing, maybe, you know, to kind of get the ice out of the hole. A couple of the scooping things. He's got a spatula, which I've heard could be really good for bathroom emergencies. You know, Carrie Noble taught us that long ago. So yeah, it seems like he's well equipped for today's action.
All right, one last question for you from Corey's driveway. Is Sheryl Crow in line behind you?
Have not seen Sheryl Crow. I think just the, you know, after the traumatic experience she went through on her flight to Minneapolis, my sources say she's never set foot back in the state.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for that crazy report from Corey's driveway. We also have Betts on the street. Right now, he is teleporting across the country. You all know that we had Hockey Day Minnesota this last weekend, and Zach Halverson did a lot of work and did a great job from all accounts. But right now, Betts is on the street representing and researching for Hockey Day Indiana. Betts, are you there?
I am, Smitty, and it is absolute pandemonium here, as you might expect. You know, I so appreciated all the work that everyone did, and you know, I especially like the way everybody appreciated Hockey Day of Minnesota. You know, all I saw on Twitter, no matter what time of the day it was nothing but praise for Hockey Day of Minnesota. You know, especially from, you know, from Sauce and some others, it was nothing but praise. And so I wanted to experience Hockey Day Indiana firsthand, because, you know, I didn't get a chance to get up to Minnesota for Hockey Day. So I thought maybe I can get over to Indiana and experience Hockey Day there.
And what are some of the special events that are happening?
Well, you know, there, I gotta be honest with you. You know, there's a lot of fighting going on out here. There's, you know, and of course we've got fighting in hockey, but this is a little bit different because, you know, there's no ice here. There's no, you know, I was expecting to see, you know, a bunch of pucks and sticks, and all I'm seeing is sluts and hicks out here. Seems like they're fighting over women. They're, you know, you should see the mullets here. I've never seen so many mullets in one location. And yeah, they seem to be fighting over women.
Is there theft of women occurring?
There are. There, you know, I did see one gentleman have his woman taken away, and you know, they went up the street. They live right here by the main square here where Hockey Day is taking place. They went up there, and the guy that she got taken away from, he went up there to go confront, and ended up getting his head smashed into the front fender of a car by her dad. So really, I mean, just action everywhere here at Hockey Day. It's quite crazy.
I think there may be some confusion, Betts. Are there any signs that are advertising for Hockey Day? Do you see how the word hockey is being spelled for Hockey Day, Indiana?
you know, let me, they're handing out programs here, you know, which is nice for somebody, you know, I'm not familiar with Indiana hockey, so I don't know a lot of the players or a lot of the names or anything. So let me just grab one here.
Thanks, but
yeah. Okay. So, oh yeah. Hockey day minute. Oh my God. It's yeah. You know, either they're really ignorant here or, you know, I think they're spelling it wrong, but it's Hawkey Day, Indiana. It says a continuous tradition for the last 50 years, quit stealing our women.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be seeing a lot of skating and goal scoring here. I think there's going to be a lot of scoring, and it might be with their sisters.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Betts, for that excellent reporting. This has been another episode of Betts on the Street.
All right. Well, it's good to be back in Kansas City. And by the way, where is Parrish? Has he texted you?
No, I haven't seen anything. I would assume that he will be here any minute.
I would think so. I mean, it's on the calendar, so surely everybody's looking at and using the calendar. So hopefully soon for Perry. But in the meantime, you know, Smitty, when you accepted the role as Power Trip Quotes and the full time co-host of the Betts Quotes podcast, you received quite a few calls. You know, people that either want to congratulate you or talk to you about the opportunity. So we're gonna play a couple of those calls back here. So here's the first call that that you received.
Hello? What? What is this? What's going on? Are you like playing cat noises?
All right. Well, maybe a little misunderstanding there with the first call, but you know, I know everybody wanted to congratulate you. So, you know, here's the second call.
Hello. Hello, is there someone calling me?
I think both those calls were maybe a little bit you know, didn't go quite as smoothly as you had hoped, but the third call I think definitely went a little bit better.
Hello.
And when something like this happens, it makes widespread news immediately, and people can then just start picking it apart, and rightfully so.
Yeah, well, thanks, Rosie. I appreciate you calling to let me know that you're excited about this.
Yeah, this is going to take some time for people to get used to it.
Yeah, I've got big shoes to fill. Dave did a great job, and I just hope that I can, you know, be the best Power Trip Quotes I can.
You know, what the bleep happened here?
Well, I don't know that either, but I think Dave was just ready to be done.
But still, what a great psychological move.
Yeah, yeah. I'll admit, I was trying to lay some hints down, and I guess he took the hints.
Well, I'll be very happy when it starts and ends.
Oh, low blow. This is just my first episode. I hope I do okay.
Well, obviously you had a happy ending. Seen a few of those late at night.
that's personal.
All right. Well, very nice of Rosie to call you and share just a little bit too much information, as he sometimes does. All right. Well, the last thing we've got for you tonight, super excited about this. I had no idea this was happening until we started recording. Quotes, you have some notes for us. So we are going to open with a banger of an intro and do Quotes Notes.
Meth sharks will make ya quotes notes. Coon dogs will make ya quotes notes. Mark Hamill make ya quotes
Notes. Sauce's beard will make you quotes. Notes.
Well, it was good to hear from Dave with that old callback to one of his old intros. I'll have to see if I can write a new intro for myself. But for quotes, notes, just a couple of reflections of this week in the Power Trip. We're recording this on Thursday, and this morning they went on a streak of Chuck Norris jokes that had me just rolling. Lots of great Chuck Norris jokes, and they just kept going on, and they were laughing just as hard as I was. That was a lot of fun. I think there was a missed quote opportunity earlier when Marnie was on and Rosie was on, and they were talking about strip clubs. And Rosie was talking about, I think it was his fourth birthday party, and he mentioned that he was on stage with 13 naked women. And Corey asked him if he counted them, and I just thought it was a missed opportunity. If I had been in Rosie's position, I would have said, well, I counted 26 boobs, so why don't you do the math? I thought that was missed up. Go ahead.
I had the exact same thought. I was like, I thought the number 26 was going to come into play really quickly.
Yep. So I don't know. Missed opportunity there. For the initials game, we've had some controversy in recent weeks, and I think that Corey is still trying to perfect his own game, but it seems like kind of a common theme. I'm going to be on Meat Sauce's side on this one, where when you've got these experienced players, he tends to be a little bit more picky with them. And, you know, everything has to be pronounced perfectly. And even Fran Tarkenton has pronounced his name about the same as Meat Sauce did. And so when Alexis Pearson says, I think it was personal shopper
yeah,
or something like that. And, you know, he lets her get away with it. And we've all been there before if we've played the initials game, which, I think you can still buy a couple versions of that on initialsgame.com.
I've heard.
But when I'm playing with you, I probably have a little higher standard than when I'm playing with my neighbors. And, we'll let that slide. Yeah, that's good enough, close enough. So a little bit of perfection needed. And I'm not sure exactly what to do. But I always think about, like, when we play with our good friend Andy, or if – What if Naima from 104.1 Uniquely Twin Cities played, where you got these accents and they're not going to pronounce everything exactly the same? And I don't know, it's a touchy thing. What do you think about that, Chuck?
Yeah, I agree. I think Meat Sauce is being discriminated against for his Minnetonka accent, and I don't think he should be held to a different standard than anybody else. And it goes back, I mean, in all honesty, it goes back to why I felt the Tarkenton thing was so unfair, because they 100% would have given that to Frank Vassalero and hockey wouldn't have said a thing. So, yeah. It sucks when the rules are applied to people unfairly. That's exactly what happened with Alexis. So hopefully Corey will just kind of apply everything with the same standard to everyone.
Agreed. And then my last quotes note for the week, I have checked out the new Rocket Club record, and I just really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to listening to it again, but I'm looking forward to listening to it in the summer, sitting outside with friends, sipping on a cold beer, something like that. My favorite single from that one is going to be Self-Destructive Tendencies. I really enjoyed that song, a little bit of Eastern influence to that one, and I just think the record is great. So nice job to Chris Hockey and the rest of Rocket Club.
Love to hear it. Yeah, I have not downloaded it yet. I plan to probably sometime before Vegas. Although my goal would be to actually listen to it while I'm parked out by the lake that's 80 miles from Santa Fe. That would, I think, be the best listening opportunity to the new album from Rocket Club.
Is that the lake by Santa Fe?
Well, I'll be parked out by the lake, and that's 80 miles from Santa Fe.
Okay. I think I've heard of that one. That's the lake by Santa Fe where you were parked. That's right.
Where I was parked, exactly. 80 miles from Santa Fe. Yeah. All right. Well, beautiful. I love that Quotes Notes is back. I love the randomness and hitting on a whole bunch of various topics that don't necessarily warrant a segment otherwise. So well done. If you ever want to drop an intro, you could definitely do that. I've done like, I think three, and no one's got a worse singing voice than I do. So you can't possibly do any worse than I have. So
well challenge done. Accepted.
Beautiful.
Have you heard from Mark Parrish? Is he here yet?
I have not. I think Perry no-showed us. Hopefully Nikki's listening to this, and she can let us know where Mark is and maybe get him on the schedule for next week's show. All right. Well, and speaking of next week's show, Smitty, you're going to get a show off here, because we're going to have none other than the fantastic Carl Rottman. Yes, the $31,500 Carl Rottman is going to be on the next episode, because it's the Daytona 500, and the record is about to be broken. So we're going to talk to Carl about the initial jackpot record being broken and get his picks for the Daytona 500. And I'm also going to place some bets, some Patreon money bets, with the based on Carl's picks. So hopefully one of our rubes can really cash in if Carl knows what the fuck he's talking about. So, we'll see how that goes. So Smitty will be back with us in two shows. In the meantime, give us all the places now that you can be found on the interwebs.
All right. Well, so for the quotes, we go with at Power Trip Quotes on Twitter. If you're looking for bad photoshopping and other Power Trip commentary, then go for at Smitty on Twitter. And I'll even add this. If you enjoy listening to me because of my math nerdery as a math teacher, you can check out me at PiGuy3.14 on TikTok. That's PiGuy3PT14 on TikTok.
Wow, that's quite the mouthful of spaces. I'm of course at Power Trip Betts on Twitter. I'm PT Betts on Instagram, and once again, Dave's Twitter handle, if you want to follow Dave, which you should, is at Stick Tap Guy on Twitter. And of course, he's also on Instagram. I forget his Instagram account, his personal one off the top of my head. Something like Grand something. If you search out there, you probably find him. Just type in Grand. So, if you want to continue to follow Dave, please do. He's a great guy and an awesome legacy that we are trying to carry on here. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Have a good one.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye now.